your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca back here on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting tonight on 105.7 The Hawk and ShoreSportsNetwork.com from the campus of Rowan University, the Group 5 championship here in South Jersey. First and goal for Southern Regional from the Williamstown 2-yard line. It's Abe Gonzalez to get the carry. It's Abe Gonzalez to get into the end zone for a Ram touchdown. Slice in the lead, make it 36-18. Gonzalez on the scoreboard for the second time tonight on the very first play of the fourth quarter.
And the 23rd total touchdown for Mr. Gonzalez this season. The Rams will go for two here to try and get within 16 and make it a two-score game.
Higgins will split the backs this time. He'll bring in Grant Bissey, number two, as the second running back, receivers to either side. Higgins fakes off to the right, now throws right, back of the end zone, hauled in for a two-point conversion to Nick Hem. And they are able to get it down to a two-score game, make it 36-20.
Well, that a positive for Southern, and a big two-point conversion to get it within 16, so don't turn your radio sets off yet.
A lot of football left to be played.
A lot of football, 11:56 left in the fourth quarter. Rams maybe get a little momentum, a little bounce back in their step, and now the defense is going to have to dig in and certainly not allow any more points and not allow Williamstown to control a lot of clock here.
Well, the penalties hurt the Braves last time they had the ball, and Rams picked up a couple of breaks there and put the Braves in a couple of long-distance situation. And then, of course, the punt with the bad snap gave the Rams good field position. So need something to happen here. Now, they have every time they've kicked off, they've kicked the ball to Little. Don't know why they're doing that, because he is a dangerous back. Let's see if they try something else this time.
Boy, I think, too, if Southern hadn't been intercepted on that play from Higgins,
yeah,
all of a sudden you'd be down to a one-score game.
Or the fumble on the defensive touchdown, you know, on the two-yard line. That didn't help either. No onside yet, right?
I don't think so. But you'd hate to give him the ball at midfield, let her at midfield.
Yeah.
Yazor will kick off. Does try the onside kick.
Oh, he's got it.
And he was able to touch it first. And I believe Southern Regional has got the football. They do. Now they're saying Williamstown football.
Nah, this guy's wrong. This guy's definitely wrong.
Number definitely. 54, Mason Fasics, was able to come out of the bottom of the pile with it.
It's definitely Southern recovery. There is no doubt about it.
And it is Ram football. Yazor had a great kick, just kind of squibbed it to himself. He touched it, then was hit, and then recovered
by Mazik, right?
Yeah, I tell you, the Williamstown coaches are upset. They thought he touched it
before 10.
It was close.
It was, close.
Yeah. It was right around the midfield line.
Yep. That was the only question that I had. Did he touch it before it went the required 10 yards? The answer is no, according to the striped shirts. So Southern back on offense.
Great time to call that onside kick. Definitely fooled Williamstown. Here's Gonzalez. Breaks a tackle. Stays on his feet. Gets over the 40. Works forward to the 37-yard line. That will go as a gain of 8 and leave the Rams with a second and 2. A touchdown here makes this a pretty interesting football game of the fourth quarter.
Gonzalez is actually best run of the second half.
It's amazing what high school momentum.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the Williamstown Braves had this game under control, put away, and ready to celebrate, and now all of a sudden the Rams are knocking on the door again.
Second and 2. Trips formation off to the right side. Single man back to the left. Higgins wants to throw. Gazicki is open. Spotted up at the 32-yard line. Gets to the 31. That's enough for a first down. Pickup of six. Clock stops while the chains move. 11:04 showing in the fourth quarter. 36-20 in favor of Williamstown.
Boy, rain sometimes sets up, guys, and then it comes down again, torrential. And now it right now is one of those torrential rainstorms.
Higgins working quickly from the line. Gets the snap. Looking to his right. Wants Gazicki again, but it was deflected at the line of scrimmage. Julian Taylor, the 6'5 defensive end, jumped up and swatted that one back. Incompletion makes it second and 10.
Well, there's no reason for Southern to panic here. They've got plenty of time. They can run anything in their playbook.
Sure, 10:50 left, only down two. Of course, they must get two-point conversions.
Yep. First thing they got to do is get it in the end zone.
Two receivers either side for Higgins. On second and 10, Williamstown showing blitz. They back him off, the linebackers, going over the middle, thrown behind the intended target, Sheehan, falling incomplete and setting up now a third down and 10.
That one was tipped, Matt. That's the reason why it went behind the intended receiver. Big number 55, who scored the defensive touchdown for the Braves, got his hands up.
Pete Halloran.
Halloran's in.
6'3", 245-pound junior.
Yeah. Plays that left defensive tackle.
Third down and 10. Big setup here for Southern. Two receivers either side. Ball from the right hash mark. Play fake to Gonzalez. Higgins throwing. This one is intercepted again. Picked off this time by Boyce to the 35, to the 40. Out to the 45. Stays on his feet near sideline. 35, spins forward, 30, at the 20, going to go to the end zone for a touchdown. Didn't step out of bounds, and this one will go all the way back, a pick six for Williamstown with 10:29 remaining in the fourth quarter. That may have just extinguished the chances of Southern Regional.
A late flag came out, Matt, but I think it's
going to
be a celebration.
Yeah, I mean, they went about 20 yards out of the end zone to celebrate, but you know, first of all, Higgins overthrew the receiver, and it was a relatively easy interception for Boyce, who then made a highlight reel play. I mean, that's about as good as an INT return you'll ever see. Broke a lot of arm tackles, spinned, this stayed in bounds, as Matt said, and that is just a great play, and it might be the nail in the Rams' coffin.
Higgins, who had 5 interceptions all season, has been picked 3 times tonight and fumbled. So 4 turnovers for the senior quarterback, 2 of which have resulted in touchdowns for Williamstown.
And in defense of Danny Higgins, very difficult night, especially in this second half, to throw the ball. And that's where 2 of the picks and the fumble have occurred.
Extra point attempt here for Peacock. Good snap, good hold, good kick. 43-20, Williamstown. 10:29 to go in the fourth quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of the Group 5 state final down here in South Jersey on 105.7, The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And tonight's game is presented by Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca. That celebration penalty has put the ball back to the 25-yard line where Williamstown will kick off. Officially a 90-yard return for Boyce. Squib kick here, fielded by the Rams at their own 49-yard line and into Williamstown territory. That was fielded and picked up by Zach Amir. And it will be first and 10 for the Rams at the Brave 48.
It was an 83-yard return by Boyce.
Where'd you say 83? Bob Batter said 83. Steve Falk said 90.
Okay.
So I don't, I'm going to split the difference and say 86 and a half.
Now I'm going to go 83 because I thought he caught that right around the 20-yard line.
I'd said 83.
All right. We will go with 83 then. Higgins looking to throw over the middle. Catch made by Gazicki at the 35-yard line. A gain of 13.
Gazicki took a good shot, but he hung on. The 6'6 junior, who a week from tonight, fellas, a week from tonight, will be counted on to lead the Rams on the basketball court in their season opener against Toms River East.
Good size. 6'6".
Tell you what, we had him on our Barnabas Health High School football show last night. He handles himself very well.
He's going to make some university very happy.
There's no question. Just a matter of what school and what sport. He is a true three sports standout. Of course, we know about his football exploits. He's an outstanding basketball player and an all-state volleyball player. And he's got another year to go. You know, it's early. There's a lot of time left, but both these teams are really loaded with seniors, Matt. And in the case of Southern, a team we follow, obviously, there'll be a lot of new faces in uniform next year. Won't be too many guys who played a lot coming back.
No, certainly not. A lot of guys graduating. Gasicki is one of those guys who will be back. Rob Yazer, Jr. as well. But other than that, a lot of seniors. Higgins wanting to throw here down the far sideline. The catch made by Gazicki.
He pushed off, Matt, no doubt about it.
And the offensive interference.
Yes, good call by the official. I don't think he had to either.
So a touchdown reception would have been ruled as offensive pass interference. And coming off the board, that's also a loss of down.
Yeah, he didn't really have to do that because Higgins threw a pretty good pass right down the sideline. And Gasicki had the speed. He was running by the corner. Don't think he needed the push that time.
You know, you mentioned Matt Gazicki and Yazer will be back. Logan Sheehan, also a junior. Zach Holiday, a safety who plays a lot, is an underclassman. Bailey Bellissimo is the only lineman who will return next year from the starting group.
15-yard penalty and the loss of down makes it second and 25. Higgins wanting to throw again, looking to the far sideline. Gazicki that time will haul it in, and he'll be right at the yard marker for a first down, 25-yard pickup.
Boy, good pitch and throw. Boy, did Gazicki up and get that one.
He is a good player.
He really is.
He is a good player. Don't know if he quite has the speed for a major college receiver. What do you think, guys?
Well, could he put on enough weight and be a tight end?
I think that's his position.
Yeah, I do too.
First down and 10. From the Brave 25-yard line. Here's Gonzalez up the middle. Shakes the tackle at the 20. Gets down to about the 19-yard line.
Ed, is he similar to what Garrett Graham was?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Garrett Graham, the former Brick Memorial standout, who now plays on Sundays for the Houston Texans. We have an injured player down on the field for Williamstown.
Even in numbers, I mean, he wears 18. Graham wore 16 in high school, so... You know, very similar type players. And Graham, of course, most of his catches his senior year were as a wideout as Gasicki's.
Yeah.
Be curious to know what really his favorite sport is.
I think he,
I think he's kind of indicated football.
Yeah, I think he likes to play football.
I think he does.
Until he averages 25 a game this year and maybe 15 rebounds, and
listen,
then we'll see.
You know, and also, if, you know, you're in his position, and listen, it's a long way off. But if you're thinking about a sport that you may have a future in, you know, in terms of maybe where you can play and make a couple of bucks, you know, he's one of a million 6'6 basketball players.
Exactly.
That's true.
See, you know, he's probably 17 years old. You know, it's not inconceivable. He could grow another inch or so. 6'7 tight end who can run down the field like that is a very enticing site. And I guess one of the interesting things we'll have to find out is who will throw him the football next year. Mm. You know?
Don't discount.
Well, you know who the backup quarterback is.
Well, it's Gesicki.
Yes, it is.
So I don't think he's going to throw it to himself. I look on the roster. I see Liam Hundley, who's a sophomore. John Bleichner, Dan Uccellini, who's a junior. They're listed as quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm sure Gesicki is there this year just as an emergency.
Right.
I'm sure one of those kids will work and be developed over the summer, you know, and get a first shot. I don't think they would want to move the big kid to the quarterback spot.
Injured player walking off the field for Williamstown with help is Matt Green, senior nose guard. And looks like maybe what, right leg?
Yeah, we don't need any injuries now. This game has been injury-free, thank goodness. And you hate to see anybody go out in the last game here.
So Southern Regional back now on the offense with a second down and just about four. Higgins. Give it inside to Gonzalez, and Gonzalez stacked up with a line of scrimmage and dropped. Tackle made by Derek Lauria, the middle linebacker, one of the few times tonight they've gotten Gonzalez at the line of scrimmage.
Third down and about three. They've got to get the first.
Third down. To the end zone, Higgins was almost intercepted.
Boy, that was...
Yeah, going after the wrong guy there in Little. It's a very good corner.
Falls in complete four-down territory, certainly here for Southern Regional, trailing 43-20, 8:57 to go in the fourth quarter.
You got to try and get the first down here.
Yeah, that's why I thought they might have gone to the run for a couple of times.
I did as well.
You know, I understand they're trailing by 23 points and they want to get a quick one, but right now first down is of utmost importance.
And I think we'll have a timeout taken here. Southern Regional wants to talk this over. We'll step out real quick as well. 8:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Williamstown up big, 43-20 over the Rams of Southern. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school football on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and
105.7thehawk.com. Fourth down and three coming up. Last chance, basically, for Southern to hope for a miracle, but it'll start here. They need at least a first down to continue this drive. 8:57 to go in the fourth quarter, 43-20, Williamstown. Higgins, four wide receiver set, gets the snap, throws, has a man at the 10-yard line, hauled in, and that catch made by Logan Sheehan, who gets a much-needed first down for Southern Regional down inside the Williamstown 10 to the 9, first and goal for the Rams.
Well, that's a well-thrown ball, just a quick post, and Sheehan got inside position, and Higgins threw it in the only place where we had to, right where the defensive back had no play on it, first down Rams.
Just inside the 9-yard line, closer to the 8 is where they spot the football. Higgins again with four wide receivers, two up top to the right, bottom of the formation to the left as well. Higgins in trouble and will get sacked. Lauria, the middle linebacker, came on the blitz. Southern unable to pick him up. Sack registered back to the 11-yard line. 3-yard loss, and it sets up a second and goal from the 11.
Mike Gesicki putting up some impressive numbers tonight from Danny Higgins. 7 catches for 126 yards for Mike Gesicki. I believe he came in with 43 catches.
That is correct.
Right. And I believe 7 touchdowns?
I think 8 coming
in. 8, yeah. Okay. So he's putting up some impressive numbers tonight. And again, I reiterate, in this pouring rain of the second half.
Inside of 8 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Higgins gets the snap, sets up screen to the right. Gonzalez catches it and gets dropped quickly. Marquise Little, the corner, read it perfectly at the 10-yard line, a 1-yard pickup, blew the play up and sets up third and goal from the 10.
Well, I don't know how Gonzalez, Matt, gets up after some of these hits that he's taken tonight.
Well, Little did a great job reading that play. I think you almost have to try and throw it up in the end zone and see if Gazicki can go up and make a play on it.
At this point, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, the problem is that obviously you're inside the 10 here or on the 10.
Not a lot of room.
Not a lot of room to work with.
Gazicki is a slot receiver right now, set to the right. Higgins looks left, comes right, and whistles stop the play.
I guess Southern must have moved.
Yes, they did.
Flag thrown by the referee on the near side. And it will be illegal procedure against Southern, and back them up five. Well, gives you five extra yards.
No penalties are good, but I think this actually helps the Rams because it opens the field a little bit more.
The only thing, Ed, they're on the right hash. I might put Gazicki on the left
side. Exactly.
And where you got a better angle to try and make that throw. Really tough to throw to the right side on the short side of the field.
No, they're not listening to you.
No. Why would anyone start now?
Hem and Jensen will split off to the left. Gazicki slot right. She on the wide guy to the right. Ball set from the right hash mark. Safety help over the top. Six defensive backs really into the game right now for Williamstown. Another flag is out. This one over the middle went right through the hands of Ryan Jensen. But let's check the flag first.
Well, Jensen should have had that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right in his
easily hands. I think
a
combination of the wet ball, wet gloves.
Be another procedure penalty.
Boy.
Yeah, they did move early.
This one will be declined. And it will set up fourth down.
I don't think you can decline procedure.
No, it's
you?
it's a dead ball, right?
It's a dead ball, yeah.
That was the signal from the referee that Williamstown was declining the penalty. Timeout has been taken on the field, it looks like. And we will keep it here with 6:32 remaining in the fourth quarter. Williamstown has used a timeout. Fourth down right now and goal for Southern from the Brave 15-yard line.
Well, this is simple. This is sort of the last hurrah for the Rams. Need a touchdown here or Williamstown will take over and just try and grind the clock. And there'll be a big celebration tonight about 5 miles down the road.
I just got a little clarification just so our listeners know that it was not a false start. It was a motion penalty, which means that they let the play go.
Gotcha.
Because you cannot penalize the defense in case they intercept or, in this case, just take the down.
Gotcha.
But a false start, they'll stop the play.
All right.
6:32 left. 43-20. Didn't think this would end like this. I mean, it's not over yet, but, after a pretty tightly played first half.
Well, Southern delivered some big haymakers early. Williamstown counterpunched and then threw some of their big shots on their own.
Fourth down and goal from the Williamstown 15-yard line. Higgins again with that four-wide receiver set. Again, there was quick movement.
Boy,
it was Southern Regional. It was
definitely number 13.
Sheehan. It was Sheehan.
Slot wide receiver Sheehan.
That's right.
I mean, you're not going on the count as a wide receiver.
You're looking at the ball. I agree.
I mean, it's three on this drive. That'll drive Chuck Donahue crazy.
Fourth down and goal now from the 20.
And Fells, the 12th game of the season in the final quarter, and we're doing things we did back in August.
Sheehan this time will come near sideline to the left along with Vinny Coleccia and Hem. Gazicki, the single wide out to the right. I'll bet the ball's going that direction.
I'm going to agree with you.
Fourth down and goal from the 20. Higgins looking left, throwing right. And incomplete. And it sets up first and goal now for Williamstown, who can basically run the clock out and start the celebration. 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. And Williamstown up 43-20.
Well, this great journey that the Rams have been on since the state playoffs began. Road victories over Washington Township 33-32, Eastern Regional 30-27 in the last minute is about to come to an end, and this road trip, this road back to Manahawkin will not be as pleasant as the last two were.
Tough to come down this area three times in a row and continue to win football games. And Williamstown just too much. The Braves here will hand off to Chamberlain off the left side. He'll get to the 25-yard line for a gain of five.
You know, let's be aware of the fact this Williamstown team ranked eighth in the state in the Star Ledger this week, considered the best team in South Jersey.
They've shown why tonight.
And they're going to finish 12-0.
Yeah, there's quite a few non-public schools ahead of them. So other than Elizabeth and maybe Sayreville, I think they're the number three public school in the state.
Second and five. Williamstown taking all the time they can in between plays, waiting for the back judge to start counting. Man in motion is Boyce. It'll be Chamberlain again on the carry. Chamberlain stacked up after a two-and-a-half-yard gain. 5:20 and rolling now. The Braves going to win their first-ever sectional title, be the first-ever champ in South Jersey Group 5, and surprisingly enough, will win only their second. They came into the game with two state playoffs win. This will just be their third state playoff win ever in school history.
Yeah. Well, they put it together this year.
Yeah,
they'll lose the nucleus of this team after this year as well.
They got the big kid in the back, Chamberlain, back next year to build around.
Marquise Little will be back as well.
Yeah, they have those two backs.
Here's Chamberlain on the carry. Got to break a couple of tackles, pick up a first down. Keep pushing the pile forward. Stopped at the Brave 39-yard line.
Actually, the quarterback is back as well. So they'll have
Banks,
Banks, Chamberlain, and Little. They'll replace the linemen. They'll be a team to watch again next year with those three.
Yep.
We'll say this, and we've said this. This Ram program has absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. They have really represented their school and their community well. A very challenging year for them, of course. Many of these players impacted by the Superstorm back in October. We've, you know, recounted those stories.
Give to Chamberlain, slipped at the line of scrimmage, no gain.
Almost,
second and 10 coming up.
Almost became a rallying point for them, actually. You know, they kind of pulled together and kind of built on one another and just had a great, you know, last month and a half of the season.
Yeah, 3-2 after a loss to Lacey back on the 13th of October, and then nothing but wins after that over Brick Memorial, Jackson, Toms River East, Washington Township, Central, and Eastern. And we've talked about the two state playoff ones, but factor Central in there as well. Even though the Golden Eagles not a great football team this year, it's three consecutive wins on the road, and five of the last six wins have been on the road. Here's the give to Boyce. He's going to get a first down and into Ram territory. Tackle made by the Rams down the field.
Well, it was a great year by the Southern Rams. I think they just ran into a juggernaut tonight. You know, they workmanlike team hit them for a couple of home runs, an 83-yarder and an 88-yarder. And the Rams just too many turnovers tonight.
Yep.
That last tackle made by Nick Manafo, who changes his number sometimes from 59 to 1, wearing number 1 right now. On first and 10, we're inside of 3 minutes with that snap of the football. Chamberlain off the left side. Ryan Boyle will make the stop at the line of scrimmage. Williamstown obviously not in any real hurry. One more first down, and you'd think they'd be able to just work the clock down to zeros.
You know, and for Frank Fusatola in his 17th season here, he will give this school its first ever championship. And obviously they've built a pretty good program. There's no question about it. Nice fan base. People really into it tonight. It'll be a good weekend down here for them. as well it should be.
Second and 10. Boyce gets the carry. He had that long interception return that kind of put the game with out of reach for Williamstown. Gets two here. Make it third and 8. We're down to 2 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Williamstown up 43-20. Kind of nice, too, to play the Friday night game and kind of have the rest of the weekend. You want to go watch games. There's four games here tomorrow involving all South Jersey-type teams. Get this one out of the way and kind of be the first state playoff winner.
Had a pretty good game going on up at MetLife tonight. Piscataway and Elizabeth were playing. Piscataway was winning that game.
Double handoff goes to Boyce. He's into the open field. Going to have a first down. Pushed out of bounds. That will give a first down to Williamstown. They'll be able to take a knee if they want to.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Busy day here tomorrow at Rowan. Woodbury and Pensgrove playing in the Group 1 final. Cedar Creek, West Deptford in the Group 2. Northern Burlington and Delsey playing at 4 o'clock. And then Kingsway and Timber Creek will wrap it up at 7 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Open MRI.
Of Lacey matching up against Timber Creek here in that 7 o'clock game.
Yeah, we expected that.
Yeah, we might have been here for that one. You never know. But unfortunately, Kingsway ended that, and they are in victory formation right now. And the Williamstown Braves will win their first Group 5 championship.
One knee taken by Banks. He'll probably have to do it two more times and get to fourth down. Obviously, Southern not trying to stop the clock. And Williamstown will finish up a dream season, a clean sheet, as they will go 12-0. Southern will fall to 9-3 and lose for the first time in about 2 months.
Why do I believe that this will be a tough crowd to control running on the field? Don't think there's enough security.
Celebration starts.
The Gatorade bath. By the head coach, to the head coach, I should say. That makes it official, right?
That is it.
One more snap to take place, and then the real celebration starts. Someone just got a water bath as well. Banks takes that knee, and Williamstown wins the South Jersey Group 5 Championship. They beat Southern Regional tonight 43-20 in very convincing fashion, and the Rams, despite not having anything to be ashamed of, certainly disappointed with the effort here tonight. Just outclassed by a very talented Brave football team.
And you know Christmas has come early because Santa Claus is on the field.
Yep, Santa just made his way onto the field.
You want me to interview Santa?
Somebody of the student body dressed up as Santa Claus. We'll step out here. Let's take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back with final thoughts. Maybe a quick remark from someone from Southern Regional. Williamstown wins 43-20 over the Rams of Southern. The Braves are state champs. We step out for 60 seconds. Back right after this with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And our final player of the year, we have called it our Cleese Bar and Grill player of the year, Ocean Trophies player of the year. Of course, Cleese and our good friends over there have been out of commission for a while since the storm, hopefully up and running soon. But they have been a great supporter of our high school football for many years, and Ocean Trophies, of course, Route 9 in Lenoka. Harper, Scott Ritchie, every week gives us a tremendous trophy to give to our player of the game. And
we are going to try to talk to Abe Gonzalez. He will represent the Rams in our postgame talk. It's always bittersweet when you get a player from the losing team, but the senior goes out rushing for 175 yards tonight and two touchdowns.
And a big reason why Southern is in this point.
Absolutely.
With the two prior state playoff games that he did have, 182 yards in the semifinals last week, big win in the quarterfinal round as well. 43-20, the final score in favor of Williamstown. Just too much high-powered offense attack tonight for the Braves. A lot of turnovers for Southern Regional, two of which became immediate points, a pick six and a fumble recovery into the end zone. You're not going to beat the number one seed that's 11-0 if you turn the ball over as many times as Southern Regional did tonight.
And, you know, Coach Donahue told that at halftime, you know, they've got a lot of speed, and speed does kill, and it really did tonight. When they got in the open field, there was just no catching them, and I think the Rams knew they were going to have to score 30-something to win. It ended out that they gave up 43, a little too much to overcome. Southern players are gathering right now in what has to be a very, very difficult time for them, but they need to hold their heads up high because what a great season they had. The last team standing in Ocean County, the only ones playing this week, and only four other in the entire shore get a chance to go for a championship. Abe Gonzalez is going to be our Ocean Trophies Clees Player of the Game.
Right now, the team is gathered around head coach Chuck Donahue. Abe wanted to be part of this post-game talk, so we'll hold off a second.
175 yards rushing and two touchdowns to cap an incredible senior year for Gonzalez, who finishes, Matt, with 1,470 yards rushing, total of 23 touchdowns. That's a pretty good senior year, wouldn't you say?
Very solid senior year, and again, a big reason why Southern's still playing football.
Yep.
On the second Friday night of the month.
You know, Matt, you look at it, people who don't follow sports, the contrast of the joy of Williamstown and 30 yards away on another part of the field, the agony and the sadness of a Southern team.
Yeah, these are always the toughest speeches that a head coach has to make. You know, in a losing effort, especially obviously in a state championship finals. It's the second time that Chuck Donahue's had to do this.
I think the difference is in 4 years ago they felt they should have won that game against Mainland. And while they had their opportunities, it would be hard to argue that Williamstown is not a very, very good football team.
Very talented 12-0. Team. Yep. Very talented team. 12-0 certainly now for a reason. Just waiting for Southern Regional to break out of their post-game huddle. A couple of programming reminders for you. Monmouth University basketball back on the airwaves of 1160, 1310 WOBM tomorrow at 7 o'clock as the Hawks continue their non-conference schedule against Syracuse. That one up in the Carrier Dome. Jets football coming up this weekend as well as Gang Green down in Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. You can hear that game on 105.7 The Hawk, and we're talking high school football and our post-game, post-season wrap-up with the Shore's best players that we will announce. Player of the Year from Ocean County, Player of the Year from Monmouth County. That comes up Thursday night on 105.7 The Hawk, our Barnabas Healthcare High School football show from 7 to 8 p.m. You can catch all that, and of course, we invite you to log on to shoresportsnetwork.com to get all of the updated information. The WOBM Christmas Classic on the way as well, the end of December. Ed, take it away.
Okay, I am with our Ocean Trophies Clees Player of the Game, Abe Gonzalez. It's always bittersweet on the losing end, Abe, but 175 yards tonight, two touchdowns. Just couldn't get the job done tonight as a team.
Yeah, you know, we came out strong. You had them on their heels the whole first half, and you know they came back and responded. So.
Obvious adjustments to you. You had about 140 yards at halftime, and, you know, you had three or four linebackers looking at you in the second half. Had to go to the air. Of course, the rain didn't help in the second half. How tough was it to throw the ball and to run the ball in this rain?
It was tough. You know, it was really slick out, and we went in the air. We made a couple good plays. We just didn't execute when we needed to.
Well, you know, do not let this one game dictate the season, because you guys had a tremendous season, you yourself individually. I know you're not an individual player, you're a team player, but you had a tremendous season this year, an offshore caliber type season. The Rams certainly had a great season, 9-3, nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, you know, we had a good run. We came to the state finals, and we could say we're one of the best teams in South Jersey, you know. They're the best and the second best, you know.
Well, thank you for talking to us. Abe Gonzalez from Southern Regional. pretty down Abe Gonzalez guys, not the pep that, you know, or, you know, you would expect, you know, but what do you want? You know, the kid just lost a heartbreaker here in the finals of a state championship.
Nah, and he handled himself well. Listen,
yes, he did.
You know, I look at him and he looks so small.
He looks so tiny. I know. It's amazing. It really is.
If he's 175, I don't know where he has it, but boy, he does run hard, you know, and as you said, this, you know, capper on what was a very, very good season for him.
Yep.
And a good season for us, guys. You know, it's a bittersweet time for us as well because we, you know, we really enjoy these fall weekends. So we always say you start in the heat and humidity of summer and you end in the chill of almost winter. But, you know, we got a chance to go every weekend right the way through. And, you know, how much I enjoy working with you guys. And, you know, before, Matt, you wrap it up with Ed, our special thanks, first of all, to the folks here at Rowan University who were just such gracious hosts and did a great job for the NJSIAA. You could not have better people running the show here for all the hospitality they extended us, to the coaching staffs led by Chuck Donahue of Southern and Frank Fusitola of Williamstown, for all their cooperation, and in the case of Coach Donahue, all season long working with us, and of course, you know, Lauren Bajica back at our studios of 105.7 The Hawk, who's been rock steady with us all fall long, and really our guy who just does a tremendous job for us. We could not do this without our own Brad Buriscano. So for all of them, special thanks from, I know, all of us, the three of us, for what they do to allow us to do this.
Yep, and we'll throw and include in there Phil Harding, who's helped out at times, Andy Chase, who's gotten us on the air a couple of times as well. Great work out of everyone, and always proud to say we are part of the Shore Sports Network. It is certainly a team effort. Good luck tomorrow to Shore Regional, Neptune, Middletown South, and Manalapan as they will try and represent the Shore in state finals, all in the Central Jersey bracket 1, 3, 4, and 5, those games in those respective groups taking place at a couple of different sites. Go out if you can and support those teams and wish them luck as we say goodnight here from Rowan University for the three of us. Ed Saraluca roaming the sideline, Kevin Williams up here in the box. Our thanks as well to Chris Barnes, who helped out a couple of times during the course of the season as well. It was good to have him along for a couple of games when we did. Matt Harmon saying so long from Rowan University. The final score, Williamstown 43, Southern Regional 20. The Rams end their year at 9-3, but ended in disappointment. Williamstown capping off a 12-0 campaign. Congratulations to the Braves on their first ever sectional championship. For the three of us, to the, all of you who make the Shore Sports Network what it is, thanks so much for being part of the high school football season here at the Shore Conference 2012. You've been listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week one more time on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting tonight on 105.7 The Hawk.
Thanks for listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. And for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe. Ocean First Bank, here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. The Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever, catch it, watch it, in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care, from tires to major repairs, on Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. For the latest news, information, and our broadcast schedule, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.